Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. After the Thanksgiving festivities, there are plenty of full bellies, football games, and table scraps. Some of those scraps can be good to feed dogs or livestock. Other scraps, notably any fruit or vegetable waste, can be composted. Compost is an excellent addition to the soil. It can help break up clay to improve drainage or increase the water and nutrient holding capacity of sandy soils. Compost is also a natural organic fertilizer for anyone steering clear of chemical methods. How can the Thanksgiving scraps and leftovers be turned into fertilizer? To start, there should be some space or infrastructure to help with managing a compost pile. The pile needs some space and depth, but the more important part is that it needs some airflow. This means that a trash can or an enclosed corner are not ideal. A frame of wire, wood, or even old pallets can contain a pile while still providing plenty of air. A manufactured compost bin with holes and a turning handle to rotate is also a great option. Next is the actual compost material, the leftovers. It's best to stay away from meat and dairy, which can attract scavengers and are hard to break down for a beginner pile. The rest of the leftovers will work great, from apples and potato peels, celery tops, to pecan shells. Everything will break down eventually. The pile needs more than scraps, though. A great composition includes green materials, like produce scraps, and brown materials, which are high in carbon. This can be all the dried leaves on the lawn, unpainted cardboard or wood shavings, and even straw that wasn't used for mulching. The ideal ratio of browns and greens, or carbon to nitrogen, is 30 to 1. Unprocessed wood is one of the highest carbon sources, but also incredibly slow to break down. Any live or recently dead plant material is a nitrogen source, but fertilizers and manure can also add nitrogen. In general, greens are for nitrogen, and browns supply the carbon. Now, there are a few secret ingredients that haven't been mentioned yet. The biggest part of converting carbon into nitrogen and breaking down plant material is soil microbes. If a pile contains just banana peels and coffee grounds, it won't have much action or may just start to mold. Incorporating plenty of native soil into a pile will help things get started. Think about how a sourdough culture is needed to make bread or starter. It's often best to layer the soil, the greens, and the browns in a lasagna style, and then mix it throughout its life cycle. With the components of browns, greens, and microbes, the pile can start working its magic. Some things to consider are, the soil microbes are aerobic, meaning they need ventilation and the pile should be turned over from time to time. Some water is important. The pile can get hot. Use a thermometer to know what temperature it's heating up to and make sure that it isn't close to flammable structures. Turn those table scraps into a soil boost this holiday. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.